Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we are talking with Jan and Allison. Jan is from Step VA, and they are a... I'm going to read their website here because I love the way they put it. It's their mission is to empower people with special needs through artistic expression and sensory exploration. And I love that. And I have Allison here with me. If you remember, she was with CYT. Now she is with Riverside Dinner Theater in Stafford. And so she was the one who introduced me to Jan. And so I had her come in as well to talk and go into detail about what Step VA is and what they do in the area. So without further ado, how are you guys doing today?
Great.
All right. So so most of you might remember Allison Mayberry from, she used to be with CYT. She's been in here a few times and she's been helping me with different interviews and stuff like that. I believe last time it was Fusion Festival.
It was, yep, with all the churches. It was great.
Yeah, and Jan is new this time. She is with Step VA. So, yay. Jan, what is Step VA?
Step VA is a nonprofit that empowers people with disabilities or special needs through artistic expression and sensory exploration. That's our mission. We work with all ages of children and adults through music, art, theater, and dance activities. A lot of times we'll do a workshop, a class series, or a summer session, depending on what's going on in the group.
Yeah. All right. So how did you come to be involved with Step VA?
I'm the president. I happen to be the president and the co-founder. Many years ago, I had a friend, a colleague. I'm a speech pathologist. And I had a colleague. We were in a community theater performance with friends and our children. And we noticed a child who was having a hard time staying on stage, kind of doing the same thing that the other kids were doing, and kind of stood out as being unique. So my colleague and I said, aha, I know what we can do. So we gave her a weighted bear. We added fishing lures to a bear, something simple to adapt to give to this child so that she could participate more like the other kids. So that was our idea, and then we thought, you know, this is something we can do. This is something we can do for other children and adults with special needs.
Yeah. So one thing I want to cover, because we talked about a lot before the show started, and I'd love to get into all that. So before we do, do you guys have any events coming up throughout the year that you all do with the community?
We do quarterly open mic nights. And what that is, at our, one of our community partners is Clearwater Grill. And they host an open mic night where we have teens, young adults, or anyone that wants to come from the community to just do karaoke, hang out, be together. We've even started, some of our friends like to come and tell jokes. They're not singers or dancers, but they've got great senses of humor, and so they want to tell jokes. So those are the things we do quarterly. We have a social skills, a teen social skills group, which is actually starting this weekend, where we have teens that will be working, interacting with each other, and learning some of those soft skills or boning up on some of those soft skills of how to interact better with other people.
Yeah.
With friends and family.
Okay. So now we're going to get into the meat. Those are the bones, and now we're gonna really build it. So one thing that we were talking about beforehand, and I feel like this is a kind of a good way to break into this, we were talking about special needs versus disabilities. So I'd love for both of you guys to kind of talk a little bit about this, how you feel about it, and you know where we can move forward from that.
Well, it's kind of an interesting topic. With Step VA, we look at people's abilities, not their disabilities, first and foremost, what they can do, kind of where they are in their life, where their interests are, and then we adapt things so that they can participate in theater arts activities. They may have difficulty walking, difficulty talking, difficulty moving around, interacting in space with their bodies in space. And so those are children and adults with special needs. You know, we adapt to their special needs. So we like to look at it that way.
Okay.
You guys are looking at me.
Yeah.
Looking at you. So when you talk about disability versus special needs, I can say, like you mentioned, the years that I've been with CYT, we had many kids that would come through our door that I would notice in the lobby or that I would notice in a classroom that had a buddy because they couldn't sit still or they had a very short attention span or they needed a clicker or something to keep them busy. And if you would try to talk to them, sometimes they would stutter really bad or they couldn't make eye contact, they couldn't talk. But the minute you put them up on that stage, it was like they were transformed in a totally different person. Now, from someone who's not versed in special needs, somebody might say, oh, they were normal, quote unquote, on stage, which I think is horrible to say because these kids have such amazing talents that I think when we look at something that we're uneducated on or that we're unaware of, immediately the fear sets in. You know, okay, that child's not sitting still. What's going to happen with all the other children? Am I going to have an issue with that child? But like I said, you put this child up on the stage and all of a sudden here's this kid that is singing notes that maybe half the other kids can't sing, memorized everybody's lines, not just his lines, but knows everybody's lines, knows everybody's blocking, would probably tell the director, like, no, that's wrong. You need to put that over there, you know?
Exactly.
And they are just, it's kind of like, would you say, like a sponge, like they absorb everything around them. And to watch them, I would say like the first thing that you would do is probably have tears in your eyes because your first reaction for me, like I have four children that I consider to be healthy, that don't have any disadvantages. So I see somebody's family that has a child that they're struggling with something. And unfortunately, my first instinct is to say, oh gosh, I feel bad for them or I feel sorry for them. But then I see what this child can do and I'm like, wait, why does society do that? Why do we put a label and say we feel bad? Because these children are amazingly talented. You know, I think we need to get out of our own comfort zone and realize a lot of the kids and adults are just as capable of running a business as we are. You know, when you hire someone in a business, you always have to train them. And so this person can still be trained, but just in a different way. And a lot of these kids, like I said, the ones that we had that came through CYT, it's such a heartwarming, you know, it's a blessing when you see them up on the stage and what they're doing and how well they do it. And they just grow, you know, I think it's amazing.
Yeah. So one thing you had mentioned was kind of about how you help, you know, the kids to grow and things like that through these summer sessions. So what are some of the things that you guys do during those sessions to kind of help, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Help them to grow.
Well, we through an application process, we look at where the child is based on what the parents will put in the application. And that includes, you know, possibly a diagnosis, possibly environmental or sensory sensitivities, such as they don't like loud noises, they don't necessarily like to be too close to other people, bright lights bother them, lots of things that they already know about the child. So we take that information and we say, okay, this is where Johnny is right now. We also have a pretty intensive volunteer program where we do volunteer training. So we sit as a team and we look at the children that we have signed up. Our summer sessions are for ages 6 through high school, 21, 22. So we look at our volunteers that are trained in how to work with people with special needs. And then we look at our participants, which we call our children with special needs. And we say, all right, let's put them together. So what volunteer? It may be a personality. It may be an interest. And we link the volunteers. So our children with special needs go through with a buddy. So we're already starting a relationship. We're starting a relationship with the staff, the team at Step VA. We're also looking at our volunteers. Once we pair them, then the session will begin. So we'll do a warm-up together, the entire group. So we're talking 15 children with special needs, 15 volunteers, that's 30 people, which works for our space. Then we'll go to a warm-up, then we'll go to a music class, a theater class, a dance class, and we'll break them in smaller groups. So they get smaller individual or small group instruction. Then we come together for a social time, because now we've started a relationship and we're continuing to build that relationship through a group snack. Then we'll go into a rehearsal time. Following the rehearsal time, they'll go home. So this happens over a series of 5 days. On the fifth day, instead of rehearsal, we actually do a community-based performance for friends, family, parents, community partners, teachers, neighbors, anyone, and it's free and open to the public. So our kids that have worked so hard all week long, our volunteers and our participants, kind of get to show what they did. And what's really unique about that is some of our children with special needs will say, I want to showcase. Not only am I going to perform with the group in a play or a musical, I'm going to do it individually. I have a favorite song. I love Michael Jackson. I love Britney Spears. I want to sing my song. Or some of our kids will write a song and they'll perform it individually before the live performance or the group performance.
Wow.
So it's a very structured, unstructured week, and everybody has fun. You know, you start out on Monday and some of our kids with special needs are nervous. They don't know what to expect. You know, it's another situation where I may not do well. I may not fit in. I may not be able to keep up. And that scares me and makes me nervous. At the same time, our volunteers, who may not have worked with us before, have the equal amount of nervousness of what to expect. By day two, once we all get together, by day two, nerves are settled and everybody's having a great time.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of all in this together.
Yeah. And one thing I'd also like to ask you, too, is about the volunteers that you guys have, because, you know, I've known a lot of special needs parents over, you know, the course of my short life.
Because yeah. he's so young.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's very hard just from what I've seen, you know, them go through of, you know, okay, well, someone else is going to take care of my child that I have invested so much time and energy, you know, caring for. You know, how do you guys kind of choose volunteers and prepare them?
Well, that's an application process as well. We love volunteers age 13 all the way up to as old as you want to be and volunteer with us. To work with our kids and be a buddy, you have to go through basic training, we call it. It's a 2-hour training. We've done it for some of the CYT volunteers, the Hype Children.
Yep.
We've done it for various groups where we'll go and train. And what our training consists of, what Step VA is and how we do what we do, why we do what we do, and then also information about, just general information about specific disabilities that we see most commonly.
Yeah.
So we have a really nice group of volunteers. They return. They want to come back every year. They get community service hours for their time with us to include the training and anytime they volunteer with us. And it's actually changing some of their lives as well.
Oh, yeah.
We had several of our volunteers that have gone on to want to be speech pathologists, occupational therapists, special educators because of their exposure with us, not only with us as the professionals, but us as in our kids. Our kids with special needs are leading these volunteers to go, you're pretty cool. I want to work with more people like you because look at what you can do. You are just an awesome person. Maybe I could help somebody else. So we didn't expect that. When we started Step VA, we didn't expect that benefit, but it's been one of the tremendous benefits.
I think it's a huge benefit to the community, you know, especially a lot of these families don't know where to turn to. A lot of these families don't know what is available in their community. They have the help from their schools that their kids are attending, but then the kids come home and they're either by themselves or have their caretaker. And then, you know, nowadays you hear all these things about all these teenagers that are getting in trouble. Oh, this teenager did this, this teenager did that. But there are so many teenagers that are taking time out of their day that are volunteering 20, 30 hours, even maybe a week sometimes, even the summer, even more, that are giving back to these kids. And that's what's so important, where I think, you know, if you've got a kid that's looking for, if they're in the National Honor Society, or if they're part of their youth group and their youth group is looking for a group to give back to, you know,
right.
Step VA falls into that category, because you could do it as a group together. Your whole youth group can get together. You can get trained together.
Right.
You can get certified together. And then you can go and do this camp. You know, not all youth groups can go do mission trips in Guatemala or South Africa. You know, some exactly. people are looking for yeah. things to do here in our community, in Fredericksburg, in Richmond, in Stafford. And this is something that's based here for them to do. And then as a parent, you know, my Callista, when she was in high school, was part of Hype with CYT, and she did a summer where they got certified. And to see the kids go in and have the buddy and the different things. And a really cool thing, Jan, is that when they're outside of this environment, when you're at like the mall or you're at Target or something, and all of a sudden you're like have these arms that are wrapped around you from behind, and you're like, what is going on? And your daughter realizes that it's her buddy from Step VA that's right. now seen her out in public. Like, these kids love that, you know, so they take it with them. And then, like she said, these are some of the teenagers that then decide, wow, you know, I was uncertain of what I wanted to do. And maybe I wanted to go into missions for special needs, or maybe I want to be a speech pathologist or a social worker. So I think it's really important that, you know, the kids be able to give back too, because a lot of our kids are so blessed. A lot of our kids go to school every day. They get taken to dance and theater. And this is an opportunity for them to see children who are a little bit less fortunate that they can give back to.
Well, I'll take that a step further. When part of what we do for our Friday performance in the summer session is we tell our teens that are working with our kids with special needs to wear black on Friday. And the reason they wear black is because we want our kids with special needs to have this opportunity to stand up. You know, we give them all T-shirts that say Step VA on it. They vary in color and design every year. But we want our volunteers to take the back seat to our kids with special needs. Because like Allison said, a lot of the volunteers have had the opportunity. They love to sing and dance. They've been in multiple productions in school and community-based theater. But our kids with special needs have not. So it gives them a chance, our volunteers a chance to go, wait a minute, I'm not the star. I get to back up and let somebody else have a turn. They're to support them. In case, you know, somebody decides to exit stage right when it wasn't time, or to exit to the audience because they saw mom or dad, but gives them an opportunity to say, it's not my time. I get to be in that supportive role. So it's training our volunteers to be a little more well-rounded and to perspective take as to where what role they're filling at the time.
Yeah.
A statistic that Jan gave me, and hopefully I'll get this right, that floored me a couple of weeks ago, was that one in every 68 people are on the autism spectrum. And I thought, one in every 68? Like,
that's the Center for Disease Control. That's their current stat wow. that they've put out.
That's one huge. In 68. So, like, think about that. That could be two classrooms in a school, mm-hmm. you know, or that could be... that could be a cast of a play, you know, like, because I think sometimes we all think, oh, there's not a lot of people who have Down syndrome, or there's not a lot of people who have Tourette's or something like that. But one in 68 in autism, that blew my mind. Like, it's here. Like, you can't put it in a corner and ignore it. Like, it's part of our society.
We need to start making sure that we're accepting everybody, because like I said, that's not going away. It's continued. The identification, for whatever reason, has appeared to, the identification has increased, and the statistic has definitely decreased. It used to be 1 in 100, 1 in 150 several years ago. So I don't know the whys, and that's not my area of expertise, but it's the fact is it's the prevalence is greater. And it's a spectrum. So there's a wide range of abilities and skills as well as, you know, areas that we need to work on. And as a community, we're not going anywhere. So,
yeah,
you know, let's embrace it.
Yeah. Yep. And it's just like you said, Allison, is pulling back those labels and,
right. Yeah.
You know, you hear so much about, you know, how, you know, we feel, you know, whenever we hear someone has autism. And I actually remember my first experience, you know, realizing that, you know, that there was a label there was there was a kid in our church. He was doing Bible quiz, and every single time they asked a question, he buzzed in and gave the answer. Mm-hmm. And it was insane because I was thinking that was word for word. And
yeah.
I know this kid's got cerebral palsy, and he is getting like every single one of those right.
Yep.
Exactly. And my friend leaned over. He's like, yeah, he didn't know. He's like, he will never forget a thing that you tell him.
That's crazy.
And that's kind of when I realized it's not that he's handicapped. Like, he excels in some other area.
Yep.
And that's all it is.
I feel like I'm going to say I'm going to go to church at the moment. But it's one of the, well, because as humans, we label each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't label each other. We're all a child of God. And every single one of us have been made uniquely the way we're supposed to be made.
Exactly.
And it's us who put the labels on people. And God created each and every single one of us the way that we are meant to be. And true. That boy who can memorize all that stuff, that's his God-given talent that he's been given. You know, I've gotten to meet a couple of her Step VA kids. There's a little, I can't say little boy, he's an adult now, Noah.
Yes.
And Noah can recite things to you that I am like, how does he know that? You know, and he's incredible. And he's a wealth of happiness and sunshine when you're around him. And so it bothers me, you know, because we're all guilty of judging and labeling, but we need to remember that we were all created a certain way for a reason. You know,
exactly.
We might not understand it, but these kids and these young adults, because they grow up to become adults,
yes, they do.
You know, are completely gifted. And instead of putting them to the side or saying, oh, well, they're different, so we're not going to deal with them. You know, why can't we be the ones in this community that say, okay, no, we're going to come up beside them and we're going to figure out a way to get all of us to work together and be one and be all of God's children together. And then I think when you start to do that and you see these types of programs come together, it's eye-opening because then you're like, well, why didn't we include them from the beginning?
Right. Because, mm-hmm. It does take some adaptation. Noah's a primary example. He co-hosts our open mic nights. He coordinates the performances of who's going to perform, and he will call people out, and he will call them up, and he will announce them, and his skills are phenomenal. Not all of his skills across all parts of life are the same. He has exceptional musical ability. He's taught himself to play the guitar, the piano, and he has perfect pitch, and he's just in the area of music and theater. So a lot of our friends with special needs are just that. They have special mm-hmm. needs and special gifts. So Step VA is very willing and able to accommodate so that we can all do things together.
Right.
But showcasing the gifts is definitely what yep. we want to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely what we want to do.
So what are some ways that our listeners can get involved, whether it's through volunteering or going to any of the programs that you guys have going on through the year? Where can they go to get all this information other than here?
Well, here's a great start. www.stepva.org is our website. You're welcome to go to our website. We post our events as they're coming up. Financial support is great. Volunteer support is almost better because adding more community partners, more volunteers is how we as an organization can grow.
Yep.
All of us that work with Step VA work part-time, full-time. We donate our time, a lot of our time. So the more people that we have involved with us, we don't have a space currently, so renting space, sharing space, allowing us to come in and train your groups of teens and young adults that want to give back. The more people we have on board, the more we can do and the more we can serve here in the community.
And you have a Facebook page, so people can follow your
Facebook
page.
And we have a Facebook page, absolutely. We just love all interaction with everybody because we know there's a tremendous need. Yeah. So,
one thing that I'm super excited about that we didn't touch on is that Josh, you know my passion for theater.
Yes.
You know my passion for kids. I got together with Jan a couple of weeks ago because I'm over at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts now. And I was sitting in the theater one day and I was just looking at this gorgeous stage. You know, it's a real theater. Like, I'm in a real theater. And I started thinking about her kids. And I was like, why are we not doing a sensory-friendly show for these kids? So I took the idea to the artistic director, Patrick Ahern at Riverside. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know I'm new. I don't know if you're going to trust me on this. I said, but we really need to do this because there's families in the area that need this. And he was like, okay. You know, I was like floored.
He was pretty open to that.
I know,
that's
he
great.
Really was. He that was really, great. He is all about community, which is I think something that a lot of people don't realize about him. So Jan and I started planning and we've met with the staff over at Riverside. We had a meeting with the kids at Riverside. So for the first time in this area, you know, the kids are going to be able to come and see a show where their families are not going to be judged. You know, if their son or daughter has a tablet out, or if there's an older adult that, you know, is making some noise. And the show's the Winnie the Pooh. So it's a tale that everybody knows.
Right.
It's short. It's 65 minutes, you know, so if somebody might not be able to sit too long, we've even got an area where they can go sit quietly if they need to. But we've got house lights are going to be kept on for them. There's not going to be any loud, scary noises. So it's actually a way to introduce maybe some of these kids to theater that parents have felt they couldn't take their kids before because they felt like they were a disruption. But they can bring them out to the theater and introduce them to it and meet other families in this community that maybe are going through the same thing and connect with them and then move forward from there. So I'm super excited that we're able to do that and work with Jan on this project. And she has been just such a blessing to be able to do that.
Well, thank you. It's heartening to see community partners stepping up and being willing to ask those questions and figure out how do we adapt. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
We might as well.
That's High School Musical. We're all in this. I'm not singing. Winnie the Pooh, not High School Musical.
You go right ahead because I'm not going to sing either. That's not this kind of show.
Well, thank you both for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Josh. We appreciate it.
Well, as she said, you can go to stepva.org, find out all about how you can get involved. If there's any classes you'd like to take or any programs or workshops you'd like to get involved in, you can go there. If you want to start volunteering for them, you can go to their website as well. That's stepva.org once again. And just find out how you can get involved. This is a great ministry and what they're doing. Is you know really impactful, so I would highly recommend checking them out and finding out all you can. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning into Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, at positivehits.org. If you want to hear the show again or share it with a friend, you can go on to yourper.com. Our website changed recently, so if you look at the top, you'll see like on air, connect, about, and resources. You'll want to click on resources. And if you go all the way down, click on Community Matters. It'll be the first show to appear. You can find out more. You can re-listen to the show, share it with a friend. I'll include the link to stepva.org there as well. So you can get all the information you could ever want. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in. I hope you all have a great and wonderful rest of your weekend and stay safe on the roads.